I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Yes, and they wondered why all the punks are mad. Well, why don't they grow up and play their game? Well, if you don't know, well, I guess that's cool, but if you think you're jerks, then you're a bloody fool. Yes, those were the lyrics of the late Brian Goebel, who passed away last Sunday at the age of 57. He left three kids behind, wife, stepwife, and he also left us, but he did leave us with some amazing punk rock songs. In case you don't know, Brian Goebel was the singer for the legendary Subhumans, and he went to play bass in DOA when the Subhumans broke up. Subhumans were originally around 1978 to 1982, and yeah, they were one of the most important bands ever. Them and DOA, yes, two of the most important punk acts to emerge after the 77 period, 78 going, morphing into the 80s. So yeah, the first band that Brian Goble played in was the Skulls in 1977 here in Vancouver, BC, and he moved to Toronto and formed a kind of fuck band called Wimpy and the Bloated Icons. The Skulls were supposed to play there as well, but never really took off. And then he was trying to get the Skulls together back in London, and that didn't work. So he moved back here in 1978 and formed the Subhumans in 1978 with ex-members of the Stiffs. And the original incarnation of the Subhumans was Wimpy, Brian Goble on vocals, Jerry Useless, Han on bass, and Dimwit on drums. And about the same time, he was also formed a fuck band called Rude Norton. And in case you don't know what a fuck band is, well, it's just a band that just gets together and from different bands and plays, just gets together and plays impromptu. And yeah, some bands recorded out of it. So yeah, we're going to be looking at a lot of music from the Subhumans, a bit of DOA as well. Yeah, the Subhumans in their entirety put out, in their original form, put out 2 7-inch singles, they put out a 12-inch EP, they put out 2 LPs, and they had some compilation singles, and they got back together in the mid-2000s, which we'll talk about later. Yeah, the Subhumans played their first ever show at a anarchist celebration July 1st, 1978, and, yeah, it was an anti-Canada Day celebration, and I think they played this anthem here. This is a Canadian anthem. It's a Canadian national punk rock anthem, and it's the B-side of the Death to the Sickoid 7-inch, one of the rarest Canadian punk 7-inch vinyl pieces ever. Goes for hundreds of dollars. The B-side of the Death to the Sickoids 7-inch track called Oh Canada. Here we go. We'll be right back. All right, going back to 1978, that is the title track of the 7-inch EP, or it's 7-inch single, Death to the Sickoids. Yes, it's all about, it's the first song that that Brian Goebel ever wrote and sang on. And the song is about how people are purposely besieged by misinformation and kind of kept confused by the media. They're hanging a noose around our necks by gluing our minds to the front page. Our culture's terrorist can be another culture's hero. Yes, classic lyrics, classic band. These lyrics are timeless. Just like O Canada, if you listen to any of the things they're talking about in that particular song, you could relate them to anything that's that hasn't changed, that's still going on today. So yeah, that's going back to 1978, and by the time 1979, or by the time 1980 had rolled around, Dimwit on drums, Dimwit, rest in peace as well, was replaced by somebody named Jim Imagua on drums, and they recorded a bunch of material, including their Incorrect Thoughts record and their self-titled 12-inch EP, which on Quintessence Records, which we're going to hear a song off of. Yeah, this is a song, and it's called Inquisition Day here on Generation Annihilation, paying tribute to the late Brian Goebel, also known as Wimpy Roy from the Subhumans.
It really makes me sick. And confusion of this kind could last forever. The minister of execution calls for a retribution, calls for the justice of God. Crowds of disciples running wild, under control, while desperate people hide inside, wait to explode. Another week, another year, who knows who'll feel the fear.
All right, from the Subhumans, the track is called Firing Squad, and that is the title track of their single of the same name. Yeah, going back to 1980, and yeah, what else do we hear in the set? From their self-titled 12-inch EP going back to 1980, a track called Slave to My Dick, and that song was written by Jerry Hanna, and it's about the absurd lengths to... which heterosexual men will go to get laid. Yeah, great track. Started things all off with a track called Inquisition Day, also off the same release, Quintessence Records, self-titled release. And yeah, that song's just about how living in a democratic society, you know, it might be more fragile than it seemed. You might get taken into a totalitarian state and... you know, your kids come and get taken away and stuff like that. They're explaining that it could be that easy. Hasn't happened yet, but it's still quite a timely song, that's for sure. So yeah, back into the show. Going to get into some more tracks from the Incorrect Thoughts records. When originally came out on Friends Records, and it was released in the mid-80s without the band's permission on a record label called CD Presents out of California. And this is a track called The Big Picture. It was also covered by MDC on their Spoke Signals records going back to 1985.
The factories have been looking for me. Big
recorded live 1979 from the Subhumans track called Escalator to Hell, and we followed with a track off the Vancouver Independence compilation going back to 1980, track called Out of Line, and started the set off with a track from the Incorrect Thoughts, full-length release, The Big Picture. And yeah, as 1981, 82 rolled around, the Subhumans went down to the States to record and do some touring. When they came back, two of the members had left the group, and they were replaced by Ron Allen, who replaced Mike Graham on guitar, and Randy Bowman, who plays Jim on drums. They actually recorded the next release, which was called No Wishes, No Prayers. About the same time, a band from England was called Subhumans, and they had just caught on that they had a similar name to the Canadian band. So when you hear Subhumans, a lot of people say, oh, I like that Subhumans better. No, I like that Subhumans better. No, that one was better. But different era, different country, completely different sound, and the name was a little bit different. In Canada, Vancouver, we had the Subhumans, and out of the UK, we had Subhumans. It was a little different. But when the Subhumans caught on, they didn't really care, because they were breaking up anyhow. And they said, you know, use that name at your free will. So, yeah, we're going to hear a track from the No Wishes, No Prayers release. This is a very fast record. The band doesn't ever remember it being recorded this fast. I'm told there was a lot of a certain drug in abundance back then that a lot of people were doing. I'm not saying they did it, but this is a faster than normal record. And like I said, it came out in 1982 on SST Records. Very few were pressed. It's not mentioned in the SST Records catalog. The sides of the record are mixed up, and the band has no rights to it. Thanks to that amazing person, Greg Ginn, that's ripped everybody off, Black Flag guitar player. Yeah, you can thank him for that. But anyways, this is a song off the No Wishes, No Prayers release, and it's not about hockey. And it's called Canada's Favorite Sport. We'll be right back. Right, and a track going back to 1981, recorded at Barker's basement in Burnaby, BC, from the legendary Subhumans, America Commits Suicide, and that was also on their No Wishes, No Prayers release, which we heard a track from before that. This track showed up on a CD compilation called Pissed Off with Good Reason in the mid-90s when the Subhumans got back together for a few shows. Then we heard a track, Canada's Favorite Sport, from the No Wishes, No Prayers release. I really like this record. It's too bad that only limited copies were released, and then it got shelved. But what do you do when some people don't play a fair game? So we're going to hear a track right now, which originally was a Stiff single, and it became a Subhuman single. We're into DOA right now. This song actually became a DOA song as well, because Brian Goebel joined DOA in 1982, and he became the longest-running member to join the band. He recorded 7 albums with them, playing bass, and he sang in some. The first release that he was on was the Warren 45 release. He played bass on that, and he didn't sing any of the tracks there. But a lot of these Subhumans tracks went and became DOA tracks. So if you were seeing DOA from 1982 to 1996, you were seeing DOA with a lot of Subhumans tracks. And as far as I'm concerned, he was the other half of DOA. And when he left, it was just a one-man show. But that's another story. This is a classic track. It's off the Right to Be Wild 7-inch. And right about this time, Wimpy's friend, Brian Goebel's friend, Jerry Hanna, also known as Jerry Useless, who played bass in the Subhumans, got involved in activism and got himself into some trouble. He got sentenced to 10 years for bombing a few things with a group called Direct Action. And, he ended up doing 5. It was all politically motivated. And, whether it was the right thing or not, maybe the idea was right. So anyways, or the cause was right, or whatever you want to say. So anyways, let's get it back into it. This is a track, like I said, which was originally written by the Stiffs, re-recorded by the Subhumans in 1980, and in 1983 it was re-recorded on a 7-inch single, which was a benefit for the Squamish 5, and the name of this track is called Fuck You. Here we go.
Fuck you! passed out or out of their minds. Said wake up boy, see some ID. I was thinking it was deportation time for me. Hey! Just a murder in Hollywood. But anyone tells what Hustle was about. As I sat up asleep, half figured out. But they finally said, there's murder down below. Happens every day in the land of snow. Just a murder in Hollywood. It was just a
helpless few. More people on the scam. More laws clogging up the courts. Throwing more people in the camp. Everything is more. You want a job? Become a screw.
Here for the restarts, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, and for those of you that have just tuned in, well, we're doing a spotlight on the Subhumans, spotlight on Brian Goebel, also known as Wimpy Roy, and in his time with DOA, he was called Sunny Boy Roy, and we heard a track from the Right to Be Wild 7-inch going back to 1983. Benefit for the Squamish 5, track called Fuck You. And then we heard a track which was on the much maligned Let's Wreck the Party release, track called Murder in Hollywood, although the version we heard was a very raw version, a very nice sped up version. That was could have been a really good song and a really good album. The problem is it had a very slick commercial rock production. And then we heard a track that which was recorded about around the same time. It was during the Let's Wreck the Party tour when they were in England. A track we heard was called A Season in Hell, and it was on a 12-inch release, Don't Turn Your Back on Desperate Times, all to do with the miners' strike in the UK. And then we heard a track from the Black Spots, a track called More, and that was the last DOA release, which Brian Goebel, also known as Sunny Boy Roy, in his time with DOA, sang on. Subhumans did a reunion in the mid-90s, and it was with Jerry Han on bass and Brian on vocals. And, yeah, there was two other members. John Williams played guitar, and David McAnulty played drums. And, yeah, they played a sold-out show at the Starfish Room. I was there. It was awesome. First time I've seen the Subhumans, and... from his period leaving DOA until the mid-90s, he played in a bunch of other bands doing Subhumans covers, some good, some not so good. He played in a band called the Subhumanoids, which was really disappointing, but in the early 2000s for the Vancouver Complication party, celebration, anniversary type thing, he busted out the Subhumans with a bunch of high school kids, which was really kind of neat. So yeah, the Subhumans got back together in the mid-2000s, and they recorded an album for Alternative Tentacles and G7 Welcoming Committee, and they also re-recorded Incorrect Thoughts with some other tracks that had never been recorded. It wasn't broke, so I wish they didn't try and fix it, but they didn't have the rights to the songs. What could they do? Yeah, not much they could do, but that was that. That's what they did, and... yeah, they haven't been going since, and they are done now, definitely, because Brian Goebel is no more. So we're going to hear a track off the new Dark Age Parade release, which came out in the mid-2000s. And I'll note that at this point, the Subhumans were called, on the records, were called Subhumans Canada, and that was probably to avoid any kind of confusion with the Subhumans from UK, or with Subhumans from the UK. So this is one of, I didn't really care for this record too much. It was decent, but a little too polished and rock and roll for me. But there was a couple good tracks on them, and this was one of them. And it's a track called People of the Plague. Here we go.
Night of the Living Dead has left a silver screen. Walked into a neighborhood near you. Mutated creations of the problems we didn't face. From a world that's understood by few. Why should they care about aesthetics that you'd like to see? You who live in comfort, safe and clean. They're coming to your neighborhood, pestilence and poverty. Hope you like the new Dark Age parade. From the people of the plague, roamers of the street. People of the plague, cursed with rotting feet. More home invasions and more stuff pornography.
All right, and this concludes this edition of Generation Annihilation. Hope you enjoyed the tunes. www.generationannihilation.com to download this show, to stream it, whatever. Like Generation Annihilation on Facebook. And, that last set, we heard a track called People of the Plague from the new Dark Age Parade release from the Subhumans. Followed with the reworking of Dead at Birth. We only heard a little bit of that song, and that wasn't intentional. Maybe it should have been. And, then we heard a track from the Incorrect Thoughts release, We're Alive, going back to 1980. And this is a track from Pissed Off With Good Reason, or from Death Was Too Kind compilation, and it's called Pissed Off With Good Reason. So, yes, rest in peace, Brian Goebel. These tracks will live on forever. Subhumans are classic. Stay tuned for Power Chord up next.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts on Commercial Drive and other areas at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, People's Co-op Bookstore, Audiopile Records, Bad Bird Media, Band Merch Canada, Vancouver Music Gallery, and Pandora's Box Rehearsal Studios.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the Sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
I'm coming up for the ones that I do. Infinite weakness. Yeah.